is now home to a quirky 8-inch bird called the burrowing owl.
If you saw one flying by, it'd be like a flying potato.
Greg Clark of the nonprofit Wild at Heart says most burrowing owls in his region live in holes dug by prairie dogs. But over time, much of the bird's habitat has been lost to development, and people have killed off many prairie dogs.
We've eliminated the mammals that dig their holes.
So Clark's group rescues the owls from areas about to be developed and relocates them to safer sites, into artificial burrows made of plastic drums and tubes. Years ago, before the Sunstream Solar Complex was built, his group removed some burrowing owls from the site. But now they're bringing owls back. In partnership with Long Road Energy, they're installing artificial burrows on land between two of the solar farms in the complex. Last year, Clark's group moved 19 owls that they rescued from elsewhere to the site. They made sure the owls had enough food, and soon the birds laid eggs. As of early this year, many of the owls and their young were still there.
The site is spectacularly successful.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
You are now listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby, BC. If you missed your favorite program, don't worry. You can listen to podcasts of our program at cjsf.ca.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
track called Can't Change Me by Nadambi. It was released in 2005 on the album A Weird Kind of Wonderful. This artist is from Dallas, Texas, and isn't really well known in the international scene, but was born there and is a pianist and also influenced by gospel, country, and of course you can hear the Nina Simone references and all that. She was Grammy nominated for the album Pink Elephant and backed Erykah Badu. That was her actual gig. It's sort of like the Sheryl Crow thing, except I don't think she blew up to the level of Sheryl Crow. So check her out, Nadambi. I'm Julian Taylor, and this is The Jukebox. Got music coming up from The North Sound. They are a wonderful duo from Saskatoon, consisting of Nevada and Forest. And they just created some wonderful music with Crystal Shawanda, who absolutely slays it. And she was our featured artist of the week last week. And they did something in Nashville together. So looking forward to hearing new music from The North Sound sooner than later. I know that they've been writing a lot. That song we have coming up on the show is called Shed a Light. It is from 2019. Taj Mahal is on the show. He's on tour right now across the United States with Kaya Cater, the Juno winner for Contemporary Roots Album of the Year last year. And we're going to play a song called Karina, one of my favorites. Lynn Hansen is back. This is an exclusive first listen on The Jukebox. Her song, Invisible, this is from the Ottawa native, and it was produced by Jim Bryson, who's also from the area. The song grew from a feeling of being invisible, and Lynn's a great writer. I can't wait for you to hear that. Now for something from two of my fave, Mimi Oboniswan featuring The Pairs. The Pairs are a wonderful trio and incredible at harmonies. I first met them in Kingsville, actually. I was running late for a showcase with them at the Kingsville Music Festival, and I was so happy that they, held the fort down. But beautiful people, all four of them. This is Better Than Before on The Jukebox.
Built up all around, around my heart, around my garden, I have tended for so long. I can hear myself better now, better than before.
Cut me down. I'll be stronger this time around. chance it will come, just wait your turn. Then you lit a match and I watched it burn. Red light, flat line, concrete, out of time, invisible. I'm invisible. I scream inside, unheard by. Someone hit erase. No one tells you about expiry days. Red light, flat line, concrete, out of time, invisible. Just an echo of every song I ever made. Wisdom can't be found in books you read. For every scar I had to bleed.
Riding the radio rails with Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
Sing. Baby got a bird, honey. got a bird will sing. Without my corina, sure don't mean a natural thing.
Shout out to our sponsors, Long McQuaid. They do everything there. Instrument sales, service, rentals, lessons, you name it.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
I don't care that you walked off, checked your phone. walk. So much hate that I'm far off. I thought you'd make your mind up, then you took your time. Jump at the chance to let go. I thought you'd make your mind up, then you took your time. Jump at the chance to let go. I don't care that you walked off, checked your phone and then logged off. You don't care if I fall off. So much hate that I fought off. You said 2 weeks and you're gone. 2 weeks isn't long. You never texted my phone. I hope that you're safe and alone. I don't trust anybody you're standing with. Oh,
she said, don't leave me. I was hiding from the
I don't
fear.
Care that you walked off, checked your phone and then logged off. You don't care if I fall off. So much hate that I fought off.
I thought you'd make your mind up, then you took your time. Jump at the chance to let go. I thought you'd make your mind up, then you took your time. Jump at the chance to let go.
From one of his early releases, 2021, that is Drives the Common Man from London, Ontario. Drives the Common Man is a Mi'kmaq singer, songwriter, and producer who embraces his indigenous roots while blending a lot of multiple disciplinaries and genres. He loves punk music. I ran into him in Halifax. We were both there for the Truth and Reconciliation Day performance there at the Big Scotiabank Theater. And we got to talking. He loves Turnstile and bands like that, and I didn't know that. Blink-182, Bad Religion, Fishbone. We had a really great conversation about music, and his performance was electric. I'm hoping for wonderful, great, big things for him. I'm going to play something from one of my rival bands, actually, from way back in the day. We were in high school together, the Knight Brothers. Sorry, I might have confused you. The name of the band is Soulstack, not the Knight Brothers, but Jonathan Knight is one of the founding members of the band, and his brother Joshua is a bass player. We all went to high school together and used to hang out at Yonge and Eglinton in Toronto and sort of bounce around the various jam sessions there. So there was the Rose and Crown and Scruffy Murphys and Broadway Bobs and Cheers and things like that. And every Sunday night, you just exploded onto this wild scene. And the Knight Brothers were basically, you know, my rivals. Stagger Crossing and the Knight Brothers slowly became Soulstack. They recorded this in 2015. At Canterbury Sound, which is a shame that it's no longer. I've recorded there as well. It's a beautiful place. And we got to make sure that we fight for these studios because real analog music is the way to go. I think it's the wave of the future. Well, you heard it from my lips here right now because I believe in it. Here is Soulstack, Little Fire Alive on the jukebox.
Where footsteps where they lie. And your heart is hard. The places that it's hard to go. And you can thaw it out, but how you try. When you